Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, June 11th, 2020. The announcement by Berlin's Senator for Education, Sandra Schieris, that schools will return to normal operation after the summer holidays and that everything will be back to normal in daycare centers from mid-June has been met with criticism and praise from parents' representatives and trade unions. Schieris had presented the proposals Tuesday afternoon when it was announced that soon full operation will be possible again in all types of schools and grades. In addition, the 1.5-meter distance regulation is to be dropped. The state school committee welcomes the opening plans. In its view, there is a great desire to return to a normal schedule, but at the same time is demanding that schools be better equipped digitally in order to be prepared for a possible second corona wave. The Education and Science Union, or the GEW, on the other hand, expressed criticism and considers it irresponsible to abandon the distance rules and demands sufficient resources so that all employees can have themselves tested once a week. According to the GEW, the current testing strategy is not sufficient. The Berlin GEW chairman, Tom Erdmann, told the German press agency that it is correct to think about relaxing the rules, but also stated, quote, Ms. Schieris, however, is only reacting to the pressure of parents and is completely losing sight of the employees. Moreover, the RKI does not yet advise dropping the distance rules, as the Senate's decision does. Erdmann believes ignoring its recommendation is, quote, questionable, and added that the danger of having to close schools in Berlin again because of infections is quite realistic, and that Senator Schieris has not presented sufficient plans for this. Schieris, however, said on Tuesday that there was a plan B in case the situation should deteriorate dramatically. In that case, there should be no fallback to the current practice, but it is planned to have at least half of the lessons in schools. The Association of Berlin School Principals in the GEW also demands a plan B for schools from the Senate if the number of new infections rises again. The chairwoman, Gunilla Neukirchen, criticized on RBB Inforadio, quote, We are learning 2 weeks before the holidays that we will be back in regular operation. In case of new infections, there is no preparation, no explanation, and no regulation. She added that she believes that each school has its own plans for such a case in reserve, but added, quote, But then it's always possible that the Senate will pass other regulations to the schools and a school's plans will have to be changed very quickly. Neukirchen said that in the event that there are more infections again and only a partial operation of the schools is possible, she expected the Senate to quickly make statements on minimum standards for teaching and suggested improving the digital environment, including providing computers as soon as possible to be lent out to students and clear concepts that the schools themselves can develop. She added that she's pleased about the large number of ideas being created during this time, but from the Senate side, it was quiet. The relaxation of rules for kitas and daycares is also being met with criticism. Parents' organizations such as the Kita-Krise Berlin are skeptical as to whether enough staff will be available to return to normal operations. Such a return to normal should make it possible to provide the early and late childcare to which parents are accustomed. Schieris said, quote, We assume that we will have a stable daycare system by August 1st. Should there be any bottlenecks, individual solutions will be found in consultation with the Daycare Center Supervisory Authority. The first Berlin catalog of fines issued for violating the coronavirus regulations was partially overturned by the Constitutional Court. The rules had to be revised after the court overruled parts of the official list, when judges pointed out that violations of the minimum distance requirement and the requirement to reduce social contacts to an absolutely necessary minimum had been unclearly formulated. The new catalog of fines still does not provide for penalties for public transport users who do not wear mouth and nose protection, although the obligation to wear a mask or scarf has been in force in Berlin since April. While the Senate had deliberately refrained from imposing fines for violations, over the past few days, the discussion on the subject has gained momentum due to the impression that passengers are less disciplined than before when it comes to wearing masks. Nevertheless, it's reported that the Senate does not intend to change the existing regulation. However, there are to be more announcements at suburban and underground stations and on trains and buses to draw attention to the protection rules. You can find the entire Corona catalog of fines by following the link in our show notes. Oak processionary moths and their larvae, which are dangerous for allergy sufferers, are once again active on Berlin trees. The caterpillars eat sprouting buds and leaves from oak trees and build larger nests around the trunk. If someone comes into contact with the stinging hairs of the caterpillars, skin and eye irritation, fever, dizziness, and in some cases allergic shock can occur due to the toxins they contain. The moth was already reported in Lichtenberg in April. Wildlife expert Dirk Ehlert from the Senate Department for Environment, Transport, and Climate Protection stated that in Berlin, however, there are not nearly as many as in other German states. Their nests can become as big as a football, and when the larvae have eaten enough leaves, they form stinging hairs that become detached from the caterpillar's body and fly through the air like pollen. Although the poison is generally not dangerous for humans, it can irritate the skin and even cause a shock to allergy sufferers, which is why they are fought in places like gardens, in parks, at schools, or along walking paths. In Mitte, the authorities expect the caterpillars could become a problem in the green spaces. Last year, the Grosser Tiergarten and the Volkspark Rehberge were infested and the nests had to be removed by specialists. Property owners are responsible for the removal and the costs that are incurred. This can be the district, but it can also be private owners. In Lichtenberg, there is already an official announcement for this year. Where exactly the caterpillars appeared was not explained. However, the Karlsgarten had been a focal point in recent years, and the nests were removed by vacuuming them out of the environment. Biocides and insecticides were not used. It is not yet possible to estimate how widespread the infestations are in the district. In green areas, such as the Wilhelm von Siemens Park and on oaks along Potsdamer Jose and schoolyards in Spandau have also been problematic in the past. The caterpillar is not yet a topic in the district, but that could change in the coming weeks. The situation in other districts is similar to Spandau. Experts are also observing that climate change is having an impact on the moths. Because of the weather, they are now increasingly migrating further south. Starting June 14th, the city ticket offered by Deutsche Bahn will also be valid for fare segment B. This was announced by Deutsche Bahn and the Berlin-Brandenburg Transport Association, or the VALBB, on Tuesday. Deutsche Bahn passengers will thus be able to use their long-distance ticket to travel to and from anywhere in Berlin. Until now, the offer was limited to Fare Zone A, the S-Bahn ring. Deutsche Bahn and VALBB will present details about the new city ticket parameters on Friday. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.